Welcome to the Mindful Medicina Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanette Daniels. I'm a naturopathic medical doctor on a mission to inspire a renewed confidence in the intelligence of the human body. And joining the conversation today is my friend and colleague, Janelle Hartman, lymphatic and colon hydrotherapist, esteemed yoga teacher of teachers, and the co-producer of this show. Hello and welcome, everybody. Today we have Dr. Andreas Kalker. He is here to discuss the medicinal benefits of using chlorine dioxide. Dr. Kalker is a biophysical researcher of German origin who has spent most of his life in Spain and now lives in Switzerland. His main areas of research include the therapeutic application of frequencies, where he has worked for many years, partly at the University of Bern. Since 2007, he has devoted considerable effort to delving into the intricate electromolecular mechanisms underlying the efficacy of chlorine dioxide as a medical intervention, specifically with regard to his own successful treatment of arthritis. Subsequently, he has been diligently pursuing further progress in this field. He has diligently filed and successfully obtained several patents for therapeutic applications targeting hypoxia, inflammation, infection, sepsis, and the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. These patents are now accessible worldwide. In 2016, he published a highly acclaimed book entitled Health Forbidden, Incurable Was Yesterday, which is still considered a bestseller today. In addition, his extensive publications on the chlorine dioxide mechanism in SARS-CoV-2 viruses has attracted a great deal of attention. In recognition of his important contributions, he has been awarded an honorary doctorate by the Executive University of the State of Mexico. His outstanding work has been recognized by many universities with numerous awards. A notable milestone in his career was the successful enactment of legislation implementing the use of chlorine dioxide during the corona pandemic in Bolivia. In addition, he is actively involved as a founding member of the Global Coalition for Health and Life, a medical association that currently has more than 5,000 physicians. Particularly commendable for his success in the effective implementation of chlorine dioxide in Latin America. The remarkable achievements derived from the use of chlorine dioxide are also highlighted in his publication, Bye Bye COVID, which includes contributions from more than 30 respected physicians. So, however, as no one is surprised, it's important to recognize that numerous controversies have been arising around this work and the misconceptions around chlorine dioxide and its confusion with chlorine bleach. These misconceptions have been spread even by official authorities such as the FDA. Allegations have been made about possible harms associated with the use of CDS, chlorine dioxide. However, these claims have been strongly refuted by numerous rigorous peer-reviewed scientific studies. So, as we have seen time and time again, the powers that we do not want to be will debunk and discredit very cheap, sometimes free, and very effective medicines so that they can continue to line their own pockets, if you will. So thank you for joining us today. We are going to take a deep dive into chlorine dioxide, but try to keep it as a college level 101 course, as this is new a new topic for us even at Mindful Medicina. So let's learn together. Okay, welcome, Dr. Kalker. We're so happy to have you, and thank you for carving out some time for us. We know you're a busy man.
Thank you very much, Dr. Daniels. This is really a pleasure for me to be on your show.
Awesome. And we just wanted to give everybody a little bit of background on your work and how you came into this conversation and this medicinal medicine of chlorine dioxide. Could you give us a little background on where come from?
I'm born in Germany. I'm living in Switzerland. Right now I'm in Mexico, where we have a foundation, and it's called Electromolecular Medicine. What I'm doing is based on biophysics. So it's a different approach to the classical biochemistry. And biophysics is, let's say, about the electricity of the body. It's based on that anything that happens in our body is an electric movement. Even chemistry is an electric movement, because you change an electron from one part to the other. So it's a completely different approach. My expertise is on frequencies, actually, but people know me about a substance called chlorine dioxide, or CDS. That is not the same like MMS. It's another type of chlorine dioxide, let's say. And I've been doing now that for 2 decades right now. We were successful in many Latin American countries. Like, for example, in Bolivia, where it's approved by law, in other countries too, in Honduras and Venezuela, it's approved too, on a different scale, but you can actually use it there legally within novices.
That's amazing, and amazing that it's being used in these places where we've never heard of it. Most of us have not heard of it. In fact, I came across your work through a patient who wanted me to look into it. So I became pretty intrigued with the whole oxidation, the electron donation, all of that. As you mentioned, this is all basically electricity. As electrical beings, this is powerful medicine that everyone needs to know about, and especially without any negative side effects. So could you give us a little introduction, like a 101, to what chlorine dioxide is, what it is not? Because we know that in media, there was a little conversation around what Trump had mentioned about bleach, et cetera, et cetera. Let's demystify this.
Yeah, okay. So first of all, it is a substance that is not correctly understood. And there are different types of chlorine dioxide. The classic, especially in the US, known type is the mixed type. It's called MMS. And this is what the FDA was criticizing, because it's based on chloride. That's a precursor, NaClO2. And this is mixed with an acid, and then later you put water and drink it. And this can have several side effects, like diarrhea. Nothing really from the other, but it will have diarrhea, or in the worst case scenario, vomiting. So the FDA put it on the warning list without giving any more details, or being exact or scientifically correct, because they mixed it together with chlorine, that is another substance, and so on. Chlorine dioxide is ClO2. It's a gas. It's not a salt like chloride, like the FDA is saying, or falsely allegating. And there start all these problems. And later, from chloride, the press made hyperchloride, that's bleach. So they're, sorry to say, but they're all colorblind or stupid, because chlorine dioxide is yellow and bleach is transparent. So this is a lot of things that have been going on this time. I've been harassed, obviously, pushed out from the classic, let's say, scientific league in many places, but from other places I've been welcome. Why? Because it's a very affordable, let's say, treatment, and it does something that no other treatment can do, and many things. So chlorine dioxide is basically a substance, ClO2, that has no chlorine molecules, because chlorine molecules is Cl2 So in chlorine dioxide, technically, you don't have chlorine molecules, if you speak on a technical level. Later, there are other things, chemical reactions. So basically, it's a different substance. And Trump was not speaking about bleach. He was speaking, to be exact, he was speaking about a disinfectant. And chlorine dioxide is a disinfectant used in drinking water. So we drink it every day. You drink it, everyone, every bottle you buy, most of them are disinfected with chlorine dioxide. By law, in many countries, or like in Germany, Switzerland, where I am, they only use this because it's a gas. It goes in, it goes out, and finish the story. And it doesn't have, let's say, the same effect like chlorine. This is the bleach stuff, you know. So the problem is misunderstanding, basically.
Yeah. And there's a lot of nuance to that because anytime you hear the word chlorine, then you're going to panic. I mean, you could take this all the way back to back with the chloroform gas, and
Yeah,
you just
well, yeah, this is what's exactly. So, but chloroform is CL2 and chlorine. Let's say chloride is your body without. It's the most abundant mineral in your body. You have 300 milligram of chloride, sodium chloride with D in your body. If not, you're dead.
Yeah, and where the difference is, as you mentioned, there's not a chlorine molecule in there. This is gas. And the way that what I understand of how this chlorine dioxide works is that it donates electrons. Is that correct?
It steals
It
electrons, to be
steals
exact. It
electrons.
depends. It depends. It can donate and can steal.
Okay.
It can do both. Basically, it's known to be an electron stealer. What does it mean? When you have a voltage like around 1 volt, let's say 1,000 millivolts, chlorine dioxide has 940, 950 millivolt of redox potential. What does it mean? So, if you have a bacteria, a virus, a fungus. If so, they have maybe 100 of redox potential. So they will get oxidized. The stronger always oxidize the weaker. Okay? Well, the stronger burns the weaker. I make it here for laymen. I can make it more academically if you want. But basically, the stronger some oxidant burns the other one that is below. So we can, let's say, eliminate any kind of virus, bacteria, fungus, prion, spike. I published it actually in Sericum and so on with other. This is why it works so fantastic on COVID. You know, it was in four. It works perfect, M much more than anything, with an efficiency of 99.3% by 1,132 patients or so. I think that's quite a enough number to prove it, and no serious adverse cases. So when we see that this substance can do that, you say, "Wow, how does that work?" So actually, we have to understand it's not intoxicating. It's not doesn't work by receptors. All what we know and what we've learned in the university is receptor-based medicine. It means I put a poison, it goes to a receptor, and you have a reaction. So it's a provocating medicine, let's say. Okay, it's not 100% correct, but let's leave it there. And when we speak here about that, there is no receptor. Where's the receptor for oxygen? Every cell. So we have to understand that we can be as a human, well, be maybe 2, 3 weeks without food. But now the question, how long can we be without oxygen? Three minutes? And this is not only us, this is every cell of our body. The problems we have, the necrosis is immediately when you have a lack of oxygen. So we have to understand how does the oxygen work, the mechanism. And the oxygen mechanism needs electricity. Without electricity, it doesn't work. In my classes, I go deeper on this, but let's leave it here. So it's a charge. And the charge makes it possible that your cell can uptake, or your red blood cell, RBC, your erythrocytes, can uptake oxygen. Without charge, they can't, because we remember that in the corona times, the people had here in the nose, what, 10 liters of oxygen. didn't work. They die anyway. So it's not about the oxygen. It's about the charge you need to be able to uptake the oxygen, okay? Wow. With no charge, no uptake. This is biophysics, pure. So, and when you see that and say, okay, what does it do? It changes the charges. So it oxidizes the, let's say, the low-level pathogens, all of them, no exception, only if it reaches. You know, if it doesn't reach, it does, it will not. But what happens, for example, people say, but it's an oxidant. Oh, my God, it's an oxidant. Yeah, but it can be the opposite, too, because what you learn is a free radical, and chlorine dioxide is a free radical, too, is normally the OH free radical. This is a hydroxyl, it's not a chlorine dioxide. And the OH radical is very, very, very powerful. It has not 1 volt like chlorine dioxide, it has nearly 3%, 2,800 millivolt. And our cells are tuned to oxygen. It means the voltage that our cell is used to is around 1 to 1.2 volt. So it has no trouble with chlorine dioxide because even it's a little bit lower than the oxygen the cell is used to have. Now we have a really strong one, like a OH group, for example, the free radical that's in alcohol or in infections, and you have cancer around tissue, you have tons of OH. You say, oh, the problem is the free radicals. Yes, it is, but it's not because of free radical. It's because of voltage. And this is the main error in medicine that is not understood. So, for example, if you say a free radical is bad, no. Free radical means it has an unpaired electron. That's it means it will react very fast. You know, it's fast is one thing, furious is another, you know. And so it's a very fast one, so it will react fast. But the OH, this is a very furious, very powerful one because it has so much. So as the OH is stronger, then in this moment, the chlorine dioxide becomes an antioxidant. Because oxidant or antioxidant depend in front of whom. This is, so we are going into a new, let's say, wonderland of biophysics. But medicine has no bloody idea of.
Yeah. Reference for that. Yeah.
I've always said that medicine really, you really need to be an electrician to understand medicine.
I have to, look, I have to admit, the parties in medicine are much more wonderful in the university than the parties of the physicians, the physics guys, because they're nerds, and boring. So you've been in the right place.
So in layman's terms, just to get this right, so what chlorine dioxide is doing is actually stealing electrons from said bacteria, virus, toxins, etc., but not from healthy tissue.
Exactly, not from healthy tissue, and donating electrons to the ones that steal from healthy tissue.
Mm-hmm. So it does act as both, yeah.
It's actually a regulator. It's, but it's not correctly understood.
Yeah, so chlorine dioxide is not like most drugs and quote unquote medicines that act upon said toxin, bacteria, virus. It's not poison. It's not working as poison, which is what basically pharmaceuticals are.
And chemo.
It's not poisoning you to make you better.
It can't, because it decays into table salt and oxygen. This is all the leftover you have.
Yeah.
So, and it's very fast. In between 1 to 2 hours, it's gone. This is one of the, let's say, the problems. You can't take a big schluck, let's say, in the morning for the whole day. It doesn't work. It's like taking oxygen for the day. No, you have to breathe all the time.
I think we do that in this country, though.
So sometimes some people do, or try at least. So basically, you have to understand, you have to take it on a constant base, because in 1 hour, it's gone.
And so half-life is pretty short.
Or two, let's say 2 hours maximum. The peak is in 1 hour, and it's in seven to 50 minutes, even before, it's already in the bloodstream. It's a gas. So, and this is a big difference. NMS is a salt mixed with an acid, that releases a gas as well, but it's basically has residues, and CDS is only the gas bubbled through water. Mm-hmm. So it has no chloride that the FDA is falsely alleged. Mm-hmm. It has no acid inside. It cannot do an acid or a caustic burn, no way, and because it's pH neutral. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And so it is completely wrong understood, and but it's not a question. It's a question of interest. So we have to understand the medical system, especially in the US, is only based on one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, profit over people paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How far back does this medicine go?
The first one is 1916 in the Spa in Belgium. Mm-hmm. That was the first use in the spa. The second, the first patent was by a Mexican, Felipe Lasso, in 1948, mm-hmm. against burns. It works fantastic against burns, by the way, but it was forgotten. And then Mr. Kühne in Germany made a kind of mix with other stuff, but he didn't. Dr. Kühne from Heidelberg, but he didn't get the shot how it works. He just wanted to make money. And he made some money selling the company for 14 million to some idiots, sorry to say, but that's what it is. And later, we have Howard Ellinger, American. He had the idea because he was one of the ones who made with Abdel Rahman in the 80s, 90s, the ground of the CDC drinking water treatments. So he has a knowledge what it is, and he made a patent in the time of the HIV, the virus, to clean the blood with it. So he had a company, Alcide. He made the patent. He was bought by somebody, got the money, and later he couldn't 15 years do anything. And he then realized what he did. Mm-hmm. So he got money and couldn't go on working, and they closed the project. Mm-hmm. And then after him, he made Frontier Pharmaceuticals. His daughter, he died, sadly. His daughter's still doing it with Frontier Pharmaceuticals, making some smaller stuff. But basically, they are all working on the old system, like the mix, you know, where you mix chloride with an acid. Mm. From this point on, the most remarkable person was Jim Humble at that time. Mm. He was in Africa and other places too. He was a gold, let's say, gold digger, professional industrial gold digger. And he found out it works against malaria, mm-hmm. perfectly. And this was how he came to it. I myself know it because of him, because I had a very severe arthritis. I could not lift a pen. My hands were like this, you know, wow. I could not do anything. Now I can play the piano. This was my first experience. My best friend had a Minamata syndrome, was healed. The DHL guy had asthma for 15 years and got recovered. A lady with a diabetes leg in the end of the street was cured. A doctor who had other problems too. So I started to say, hey, this is something I don't understand. I want to know why, because there's no logical reason that one substance can help you in acne, fibromyalgia, cancer, diabetes, and whatever. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And I understand the colleagues that say, oh, chlorine dioxide, no, that's all spooky stuff. No, it's not. It's just too stupid to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I heard a story that you told that you tried it first with your ailing older dog. So it the animal kingdom benefits as well. That's wonderful.
Yes. I remember I had an old tackle lady, you know, she was barely whipping with the tail all day. And so I gave her with water some drops in a syringe in the mouth, and she didn't like the taste, especially the old MMS taste is very different to the CDS taste. There was no comparison. And she didn't like it, but the next day she was running through the gardens, right? I say, wow. If that works to her, it has to work me. And it actually did. The first thing I felt is like it cleaned my brain. I had a lot of brain fog at that time. I didn't know why. Now I know why. But actually, it is. Maybe I can say, for me, it's my legacy, because it's not. I'm not tied to cash or money and all that stuff. And it has been the most passionate, amazing 2 decades journey of my life.
Wow, beautiful.
We have people, you will not, it's unbelievable. I remember, for example, moments that are so in Argentina, we had meetings with parents that have recovered their kids with autism, and they came all together to say thank you. And you have big men hugging me, crying like kids, and really, if you have 8, 9 years, an autist that is not even speaking to or looking to you, and then he's hugging you and speaking and
Wow,
running.
my gosh.
Actually, all this is one. We have here in the foundation where I am, the doctors, I don't know, I can't even count how many cancer cases recovered, but it's the rate is around 65%. And
Yeah, that's
compared to
great.
3% of oncology, okay,
Right.
for the
Yeah.
colleagues. But the colleagues make more money, I have to admit that, okay? Much more money. But this is why it has success in Latin American countries, that people don't have the insurance
Good
that
point.
pays hundreds of thousands, or the money that the people make mortgages on their house just to pay the treatment because of greedy system.
Yeah.
This is an absolutely greedy medical system that says more, more, more. I think it's in Spain, you say it's pan para hoy y hambre para mañana. It means bread for today and hunger for tomorrow.
Wow.
I would say it's the medical system is not hunger for tomorrow, it's debt for tomorrow. Because we have more iatrogenic death, that means caused by
By
doctors,
doctors.
death than by cars nowadays. And to say, hey, wait a moment, something might be
That's
wrong in
right.
the system.
Yes, especially when it's
So,
things that are called cures that are actually killing
yeah, and
people. Can we
it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
steer into the treatment of cancer with chlorine dioxide and really the mechanisms that make this effective?
Well, you have to understand the mechanism. When there was in Joe Rogan a show, what's his name, with the famous actor, he made Mad Max. I forgot the name.
Mel
The
Gibson.
actor, Mel Gibson, exactly. And he was telling Joe Rogan, oh, I had not one, not two, I had three friends recovered from cancer and so on. And well, it was one of our students who recovered it. So yes, we tell them, we tell the doctors and so on how to do it. And it's definitely possible, if you understand what cancer is. First of all, cancer is metabolic acidosis. It means it's a cell of your healthy cells that has not enough oxygen and becomes acid. So when it becomes acid, the acidity is too much. The cell said, oh, no oxygen, I want to survive. And the survival mechanism is to burn or to metabolize glucose, sugar. So cancer needs sugar. First thing of all for everybody, stop sugar when you have cancer. And it means, what does it mean? That the cell, and this is another biophysics, has an effect that the more acid you get, then you have a kind of thing that's called Bohr effect. And the Bohr effect means in an acid environment, the cell cannot hold oxygen. It's like in a fish tank. If the fish tank is too acid, the fish will die because they get no oxygen, because oxygen needs to be more in the alkaline area, a slightly alkaline, not too much, but not in the acidic one. So the cell is, the cancer is a survival mechanism, it's not an illness. So, but the cell is deprived of oxygen chronically. The redox potential goes down, 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 from a negative to a positive. Well, positive is nothing, it's not positive at all. It's charge, positive charge. It's a bad one, the acid one. And there, and this is very interesting, so the cell has an only mechanism to use sugar, let's say but not by burning sugar like a healthy cell. It's by fermentation, okay? I make it simple. And this cell is basically, it's not one cell, it's systemic. We have to understand it. If you have a nose cancer, it's not because there's a cancer in your nose. No, it's in all your body, but expression is on the
That's
nose, on
right.
the breast, or wherever you have. So it's metabolic, yeah? It's not.
Yes.
And cancer, the first We have to look at what does cancer actually, and that is what is the metabolic byproduct of cancer. Well, that's very easy. Lactic acid. Huh? You have lactic acid, enormous amounts. That is a waste of a cancer cell. Why? Because it burns glucose, and this lactic acid is more acid to a protein. And what did we learn in the university? Well, yeah, proteins are digested by acids. That's what's happening in every stomach. So it's not a good idea to have a lot of acid in the protein environment. So, and how can you reduce it? Well, chlorine dioxide reacts with lactic acid and renders it to zero. This is a very good thing. Okay. The other thing is that you say when you reduce this acidity, and not like bicarbonate, it has nothing to do with pH. So it's redox potential. So people don't get the shot. If you make it, then the process of oxygenation, like in our lung, because the breathing is the real alkalinizing. How do I say it in English? Alkalizing, alkalizing
Feature.
process. It's not food. But food sells and breathing doesn't, like always. And a supplement sell. And no, you just have to breathe. You have a Wim Hof, for example, who found that out and said, only with breathing, I can go into the coldest water and I'm great with it. Yeah, he's exactly right with it. So check it out. And the breathing process is giving the alkaline, so the chlorine dioxide is promoting a kind of localized breathing process on an electromolecular scale that is going on levels that most people don't understand. And the other day I had somebody say, oh, can we make a model out of it? And I said, you can't. You forget about all that crap from the chemistry. You have to go to a totally, it's like speaking about boats or airplanes, you know. Both have engines, but it's a bit different. So this is a totally new technology, electromolecular medicine, it's what it's called. And when you understand it, it's so fantastic. You have a tool. Imagine, for example, we have students, doctors. One I remembered, and fantastic, he was one of the real good ones, and he is an ophthalmologist, and he is now recovering blind people. He is doing things nobody has ever been able to do. Blind people in an hour or two with injections, retroocular injections into when there is a nerve damage. They are doing intravitreous herpes inside the eye, cancer inside the eye. Things they say, unbelievable what we can do. Other people are doing it in surgeries. In surgeries, for example, you have results. You say, okay, I have here a hip replacement, but I have a fistula, so I have to take it out and we'll put another one in 8 months, very costly, and oh my God, and hopefully she will not get an infection and survive. Done in one intervention. So, because you can inject it into the bone. This is an interesting thing because the bone itself are cavities where liquids don't flow, but gas does. So you inject the water with the gas, the water stays, but the gas goes through the bone. So you can, when you have an osseous infection, no problem. We have people with cancer of all kind, for even glioblastoma. This is a brain cancer, incurable. Well, it's so incurable that the lady here in the entrance, Jenny, she had six of them. And she's now working 3 years by us, and she's recovered. So this is what the truth is, you know. Just come in here, look at them, and look at the other people that are. The problem is actually it's not in the interest of the big industry. Definitely not.
Dr. Kalker,
So
would you say this chlorine dioxide is an oxygen delivering system then? If we had to dumb it down.
very dumbed down, yes.
Yes,
Okay.
okay. Okay, you, and I know it's this is like a
let me
prereq
explain
college
a little
course.
bit. It's not the ClO2 that the O2 goes in here we have. No, it's not. Actually, it's, for example, And it's even much better. When you have a body and it has an infection, inflammation, whatever, you have free radicals. One is the OH and the other is the O minus or superoxide. We know
Right,
that.
right.
So what the chlorine dioxide does, it comes to the area, that's acid, dissociates, kills the cores by electricity, like
Steals the electrons.
exactly, like an electric chair, whatever has been the cause, it's eliminated. And what's the leftover? So on one hand, you have the radicals of O, of oxygen, singulate, O minus, and you have a singulate oxygen left over from the chlorine dioxide. These two will do one thing, cluck, they will bind together, and you have oxygen, real usable O2, in exactly the same micro nano spot where the reaction was happening and where the acidity was. So
There's a process to it.
this is go directly, not somewhere in the body, because you say, oh, this is not a lot of oxygen. Yes, it is, because it's in the spot where the problem is, not all somewhere in the body. And it's amazing when you understand all the mechanisms behind it. I'm fascinated
So
by it,
this
and
is
my colleagues too.
this is quite different than
I'm
what's
speaking always about CDS. Sorry to say
Yes,
that I have
no.
to.
That's good
It's
to
not
clarify.
because if you say chlorine dioxide, it's all of it, and CDS, it's only the gas and water.
That's right. So what I was going to say is that the so how do you compare this with the whole movement for an alkaline diet for cancer, for example, vegan diet, don't eat meat, this kind of acidity forming thing that we hear about with meat. One, what is your take or thought on diet? And what's the difference between alkaline diet versus CDS?
The problem is if you oversimplify. As a scientist, you have colleagues, and sorry to say, but many of them are dumb, very dumb. They know this one, and they oversimplify in an area they have no bloody idea. And if you oversimplify and say alkaline, so the opposite is acid, and we're done. It's not like that. It's much more complex. And this is, for example, if you are able to be 2 decades with one single molecule, you don't know anything yet, but a little bit, because we know the Dunham-Kruger curve. When we come out of university, we think, oh, now I'm a physician, I'm a medical doctor, and now I cure everybody. God, come on. The first 5 years in the hospital, and you say, oh, Dr. House is a big lie,
Don't
since
confuse your
you
education with knowledge.
Exactly. So it is about each and every single person, because everyone is a doctor, is a person in the end. And there are great ones and there are not so great ones, let's say. And the great ones are interested in what they do. They have passion for what they do and say, oh, I have a patient who has a problem and I wouldn't like to sort it out. When you have these, let's say, sorry, German mindset, blockheads, concrete. And then you go and go and go and go. You don't let go. You don't look left. You don't look right. That's me. And
Tunnel
my wife,
vision.
kind of. My wife knows it, but she loves me anyway. I'm very happy of that. And so it's my passion. It's my passion because you can do things nobody can. Nobody. This is a superhero of the medicine, and more doctors are waking up. We get a lot, quite a lot new from US too. In the beginning, it was very, very calm, but we get more and more doctors from US and our students in the Kalka Institute where we teach it, because I don't sell any substance. I don't. It would not be legal. I cannot do this without legality. And this is basically what it is. So how can a doctor use it? Well, a doctor cannot prescribe it. He shouldn't. And this is what from the next one. So you as a doctor should not or never prescribe it. You will get in jail. But now, for example, if a patient comes to you and say, me, Mr. Miller, I want to take chlorine dioxide, like in the book of these strange German guy, Kalka, or whatever his name is, because my neighbor has, I saw him nearly dying, and now he is mowing his lawn. So I wanted to. And then you, as a doctor, are obligated to help him by law. Because if you don't, he can sue you by not doing it. So you can have to make a paper. You can download it on my website in the legal section, where, for example, how do you say, it's a compliance paper, it's a medical agreement. You say, me, Mr. Miller, I want to do myself the chlorine dioxide treatment, and I asked Mr. Doctor so and so to help to guide me in my own test or my own treatment, my self treatment. And
Self-prescribed.
then you can say, me, Dr. Jeanette, I'm obliged to help him. If not, he can sue me. So I will do. So this, and underneath two people that sign that he's in his right mind, so he's not crazy, whatever. And then you can use it. You cannot sell it to him. No, you can't. He has to bring it up himself. This is another thing. He has to take it somewhere else, wherever, from if he wants, because it's a legal water disinfectant. Yes, it is, but cannot be promoted or prescribed in U.S. as a health
That's
substance.
right.
In Bolivia, no problem. And so, for example, then the people come to you and say, okay, I want something against my fibromyalgia. And you say, well, can't help you, but yeah, not on this way. But here's a book. Read this book, and if you come back next week with this book, and you want, I just learned a bit in the institute or wherever, enough to be a treatment. So don't start with injections, because this is, let's say, okay, make the courses first, because it's not the same like doing. It's not a dangerous itself, but you want to be successful, and if you want. Because this is a good thing. Say, I have seen doctors doing, oh my God, the things, unbelievable, wrong stuff, and yeah, unbelievable. And I said, but wait a moment, this is not an elephant or a hippopotamus. This is a human, Yeah, but more is better. No, it's not. Unbelievable things. So before you drive a car, learn it first, not just step on the gas. Even if you have 30, 40 years or whatever of professional medicine, just don't. And so I welcome all the physicians who want to know electromolecular medicine. They can sign up with us. And if they want, if not, they can read it all the same. So the books, it's all open source. All my work is open source. So you have Deoxypedia, you have tons of stuff there. You have Deoxytube as well, for the ones that don't believe, never. Deoxytube, not YouTube, Deoxy, because we are totally canceled and censored. If you want to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonials, Deoxytube.com, you get them all.
That's funny.
They are mostly in Spanish, but you have subtitles. You check it out, CC, put subtitles like in YouTube. Same. And we have much more to it, for that's like the institute, the Kalka Institute, or we have the foundation here. This is in Mexico, but Mexico is not US.
So as far as well, obviously this is educational purposes only, right? Like we're not even allowed to prescribe this as physicians in the
As
US.
physicians, you are obliged for educational purpose to be always on the latest part, and this is frontier science, and you should learn it.
So the route of administration for this, typically when people order it from your website, etc., is that it's oral, correct?
Let's say I don't sell any substance, for example. This is why I wonder, no chemical substance is sold by me and was ever sold by me. So on my website, I just put the protocols. Okay, so you can get the protocols from A, B, C, D,
Oh, I
E, and
saw
how
that.
it works. This you can, yes, of course. This totally legal. And so the people can do what they want with their body. Nobody is able to do the opposite. And people that say, okay, WHO says it does harm. So, okay, so prove it. And they never proved it. They didn't even put the amount of toxicity. So any substance is toxic. Water is
Yeah,
toxic,
it's the dosage.
by the way.
Yeah.
If you don't put, so the toxicity of chlorine dioxide is equivalent to caffeine. You know, like you can try to kill yourself with coffee. Good luck. When we are here, I will make a suicide attempt. You have these beautiful stuff, you know, have the typical color, you know, like you see the yellowish color, and good luck.
He's drinking it right now.
So much to the toxicity levels, and say it's so much bogus, because when the people say to you, "Oh, but chlorine dioxide is toxic," and you say, "Hey, by the way, you know that fentanyl is prescribed in hospital? And AZT, it's a real good one."
Well, I mean, look at chemotherapy. I mean, most,
Exactly.
to be
Chemo
honest,
is.
more people pass away from the chemotherapy than from the
Exactly.
cancer. So it's
Exactly.
like you're willing to take chemotherapy and not question the poison that it puts into the body.
Exactly.
But then questioning, I mean, this is the madness upside down world in medicine.
It's about business, it's obviously. And the other point is, for example, for your friend here, the enema is one of the best ways so you don't overdose. So in the last flush through, you can put it in there and you have real amazing results.
Nice.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask you if you could maybe compare, contrast, for example, with the oxidation therapies that I offer in my clinic, one being like an EBU or IV ozone therapy or high dose ascorbic acid. So these are all considered oxidative therapies, requiring a G6PD enzyme test to make sure we don't cause hemolytic anemia. How would
Exactly.
you compare and contrast what this is, CDS, compared to the oxidative therapies you get in IV
It's about
therapy?
voltage. It's about voltage again,
Voltage.
for example. You have O3, you say ozone. And ozone, what you usually do is you take blood out of the patient and you put the ozone into it. It becomes very shiny, very beautiful. Because from the O2 it turns into O3, it turns into O2 in the process. I don't want to go in so inside. I could explain that why what happens really, but basically you're putting in oxygen-rich blood. There's no ozone anymore
That's
in
right.
this is it decays to O2, and this is. But the point is that the voltage is over 2 volt. It's 2.07 volt, or say 2,070 millivolt. This is higher than our cells want. The blood cells are okay with it, they're quite sturdy, but our own cells not. So this is why we cannot inject into tissue ozone right away. It would burn. The same happens to hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, if you use it, for example, yes, it's an oxidation too. And it will oxidize the pathogens, no doubt about it, because it has 1.76 volt or 1,760 millivolt. And what happens then? This is what the people don't understand. So if you use hydrogen peroxide, yes, you kill this. In the process, hydrogen peroxide is dissociated. It means from the H2O2, you have two times H1O1, okay? FO1. So, and H1O1, what is it? OH. This is a free radical, hydroxyl radical. So now you have to fight two hydroxyl radicals with 2,800 millivolt. So it's bread for today and problem for tomorrow. Okay, this is what's happening, because you can see that, oh, you make the infection, you put the hydrogen peroxide, say, oh, that's very nice. Next day, oh, it's infected now. Same happened with a high amount vitamin C, because people say, oh, we make vitamin C and so on. They don't understand anything what's behind, what's really doing. If you make a 20 gram vitamin C injection, yes, the body thinks, oh, I've got a metabolic acidosis, panic. You know, because it's an acid. Hey, wake up, huh? So the body says, oh, I'm dying. Thanks God it's not hydrochloric acid. If not, we would be dead with these amounts. It's a very weak acid. And what the body does is to react to this aggression of 20 gram. And he reacts and say, I have to do something. And he does what is called Fenton process. He used for it what? The copper. Copper normally in the body. And he used all the copper in the body, nothing left for the rest.
That's right.
And if not, well, he will use even the iron, whatever he needs to get the Fenton process. And the Fenton process turns the vitamin C into what?
Sugar?
Hydrogen peroxide. So it's not an antioxidant. It's a prooxidant on hydrogen peroxide base. Okay, it will do the job in the beginning. You say, oh, how do you feel? Oh, I feel better, doctor. And the next day, oh, I feel so bad again. I'm worse and worse and worse and worse. Why? Because the hydrogen peroxide do exactly what we've been describing. It creates the hydroxyl radicals, and the hydroxyl radicals will do the harm. End of story. And
So, I mean,
this.
so yeah, that totally makes sense to me. And then the whole, we had Dr. Morley on talking about copper depletion with high ascorbic acid IV drips. And I don't let any
Exactly.
of my patients do any ascorbic acid drips without taking beef liver capsules or just some source of copper
If you in a
supplementation.
good if you afterwards take wood, for example, put the chlorine dioxide, it will take the OH groups off.
Oh,
Okay.
that's pretty good to know.
But it doesn't make sense because it's an oxidizer itself. You
Yeah.
put something that does not make sense with something that makes sense in the end. So why? You to
So,
to
yeah, and so the method to the madness behind the ascorbic acid for cancer care is that molecularly speaking, ascorbic acid looks almost identical to glucose. And so it's supposed to be duping out the cancer cells to say, hey, here comes some incoming, some glucose. The cancer cells, they consume the said ascorbic acid thinking it's sugar. So they're feasting, feasting, feasting. And then they don't have the correct peroxidase or whatever it is to break down the proteolytic enzyme to break down the ascorbic acid, and it causes apoptosis. You're shaking your head.
I just realized that Santa Claus exists in Israel.
I mean, this is like Dr. Thomas Levy's work, and like all this is
Yeah.
like huge, huge, huge.
Congratulations.
I know it's this is the entire premise of ascorbic acid for cancer care, is that it's duping out the cancer cells, making them think it's sugar, it's glucose. In fact, when I do the glucose, when I check the do a finger stick, check the glucose level of a patient after they're 50, 75 grams of, ascorbic acid, their glucose goes above 400, and actually it's supposed to be above 450 for it to be considered anti-cancer at that point. Until you hit 450, 500 on the glucose check, it's not acting as anti-cancer. So I'm just letting you know the method to the madness in the naturopathy world around IV ascorbic acid in high dose. That's why they're doing it.
I say it's not my expertise to criticize other colleagues. I just try to find my way, I do it my way, like the song. And it works. That's the only thing I can say. And no, I'm not saying thousands of people, hundreds of thousands. Actually, right now we calculated more than 30 million users of chlorine dioxide, of CDS especially, worldwide. And what should I say? Everybody has a right to believe that he's right. If he is another story.
Well,
It's
hey,
like
in placebo effect is alive and well. I mean, that's like 60% of people's healing is belief in it to begin with. So there is that. But yeah, I mean, the more I learn, the more I get a little bit away from doing the or pushing for the IV ascorbic acid. In part, I really don't like that it depletes the copper. That concerns me. So.
Not only copper, it does more things as well. Let's say we need vitamin C. I'm not against vitamin C, but you take an apple and this is your daily dose of vitamin C, one apple, 100 milligram. That's what your body needs. That doesn't need more. And so, but we have been lied to, and stories, every one of
Oh,
us, you
you
know, this
speak
is
in my language.
the cognitive dissociation. And this is one of the worst, especially in the medical community. When I'm together with colleagues, and one colleague says, well, this is very, very bad and toxic what you say. And I said, okay, so explain it to me if you can. I read Google. Okay. Can you go a bit deeper, maybe? So, you know, when you're 65 like me, life is too precious to get wasted by idiots.
Pick your battles and
So I
pick
don't want to
yeah.
convince anybody. It's not my job. I just found something out. I made patents. I'm given free to the world. I made a lot of 20 years knowledge that can be very valuable. I made it open source. I just want to give it because it will change the world. And this is my only wish, you know, that this substance will be legal and it will change the world. I might be wrong in parts of what I'm saying, like everybody. But the basics is it's what it is. And I'm very happy that more and more people wake up, and I encourage all the colleagues and to read about it, but not only on Google or Wikipedia.
Well, I would say that probably at this point, a lot of our listeners are going to be thinking, okay, can I make it myself? Where do I get it? Where's the source? I want in.
All in the book. So we have, they can read my book now. Before it was Forbidden Health, but it's as we become the law, and it was 10 years ago, now a new book is Achieved Health. You know,
Oh,
you
that's
can get
cool.
it already in Europe, no problem. Even on Amazon, I think, unbelievable, because I was banned there before, and only in Amazon there were some pirate copies. But the lawyers did their job off it, obviously.
Good.
And so yes, Achieved Health on boavia.com. You can look it up on my website. You have a link there, and there's you have really knowledge. It's 800 pages. Actually, it's 1,300 pages, but it's 800 pages because we bring it down and have a QR. If you want more, you with the QR you have the other
Oh, cool.
extra, there's even videos and so on and so forth, all the knowledge, because it's about knowledge, it's not about selling a substance.
You also, I think you have a book called Bye Bye COVID. Is that true?
Yeah, this was in the COVID times. Actually, I'm one of the founding members of the COMUSAF association that is in this building too, up there on the third floor. And so it's about 5,000 doctors worldwide, approximately, that are members of the COMUSAF. That started the movement in Latin America, especially in 20 some countries. And the bye-bye COVID was, and if you have the book, you can see what happens actually, what really happened, not what the media says. You know, and the results of it, you know, it's not me. This is, I don't know how many doctors are in the book and saying, hey, this is the one. And they are first class, first line professionals. I remember from a chief of a clinic of 15,000 or so. And so he knows what he does.
That's
Awesome.
fantastic.
So I think that the best thing to do is to have our followers go and just explore everything that you have, like you said, open source, because there's so much information. This interview was meant to be like a 101 college class, like just simply introduce the topic of conversation. If I didn't hear about it until a couple of months ago, then I'm pretty sure our listeners haven't really heard about it as well. So, and if you'd be open to coming back and, you know, for a second conversation in the future, we would
With
love to
love.
have you back because we love
Sure.
banned people and banned books.
We're getting the band back together.
That's awesome. Oh, good stuff. Good
So
stuff.
that's great. So actually, yes, count on my my knowledge in this case, and my humble knowledge in this, because I always know that there's something more to come. And I want to say thanks first to all the physicians, specialists like ophthalmologists and surgery and whatever, how they use it, because we share the knowledge in our circles, and this is something beautiful. And I'll say, wow, we can do things. So
Yes.
to have blind people see again, to have children speak again, to have your father, your mother with cancer be healthy again, to see your sister with fibromyalgia have no problems anymore, and the diabetes leg that was meant to be cut off now is healed. What else do you want?
Yeah, you're
Yes.
doing God's work, and yeah.
Can I want to give you a compliment. Jeanette and I love watching people's faces and their hands, and you speak so beautifully with your hands, and your face is just shining light. But the way that you move your
Thank you.
hands when you speak is just mesmerizing, and it really adds to how you conduct the information. It's like you're a conductor in an orchestra,
Oh, yeah.
and it's musical. It's beautiful.
Thank you. I have to admit one thing, you know, in school, I was always pissed off of bad teachers, you know. They said, I love chemistry, but the first class we had chemistry, I was so disappointed. I said, I don't want to listen anymore, you know. This is totally crap what this guy says. And because my uncle, he gave me a big chemistry box, you know, and I could make any kinds of bombs with it. This was interesting, not only some bogus stuff the guy wants to tell me. So I think there are not bad students, there are bad professors. And if you have great professors, and I remember one in MIT, he was online, very famous too. It's just be yourself, be
Yes.
truthful, just do and
Yes.
say, and people and try to understand the people, how they receive your words. And it's not about ego, it's not about I'm more than anyone. No, that's not. It's just, hey, there's something very interesting. You want to know it?
Yes.
Passion. You have the passion for it,
Yes,
and
that's true.
it's what it's what grips your heart, you know, is this information.
It's so beautiful. Look, for example, I can tell you the truth. I'm here now at the foundation. Normally I'm in these months, because Switzerland is very cold, and in the winter my wife hates the cold. So we are here in during the few moments and for research and for other stuff too. But every time I go down, and the people in the entrance, oh, Dr. Kalker, yes, look, I'm recovered from this or recovered from this. That's hard. That's great. This is the
Yes.
real money of soul, you know, not the money in the
Money.
bank. We need that.
Amen,
Money of
amen,
soul.
amen.
Money of
That's the
soul.
currency.
That's the
That's the true
currency. Yeah.
currency.
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
Love
God.
it.
And this is something I see, and I hope I don't piss off nobody of the colleagues, but I see such a huge frustration in the medical community that are working in the hospitals, that are working in the system, that are tied to and said, if you don't prescribe that,
That's
your
right.
job, you're fired. And you say, wait a moment, I have to prescribe this. I know it will kill the guy. You prescribe it or you're fired.
And then, or you lose your
And
license, and then you have all your student debt, and it's a slavery system.
it's absolutely unbelievable, the frustration. And when you see the statistics that the female physicians, doctors are on the list, look where they're on the suicide list. And the highest of all, the highest of all, because obviously, let's say the nature, and I don't want to be misogynist or something, the nature of the female is to care about. It's a nature, it's a female, the XX chromosome, sorry, and to care about. And you want to care and not to be frustrated that you have nothing, absolutely nothing, except cutting, burning, poisoning.
That's right. Yeah,
Yep.
you want to
So,
stand. Yeah, you want to be integral to what you're doing.
and I have to tell you, many of the female doctors we had, they were much harder fighters than the male. They had the real ones, you know, said, whoa. Here in Mexico, especially. And I remember that, you know, because obviously, it's like in any country too, you have the restrictions and so on and so forth. And they eat the male colleagues if they want to,
Ha.
but alive, you know, and say, what? No. I do it because I do it. And if you only put a finger to my direction, you will see what I'm able to do.
Coming in hot.
Really. And they say, okay.
Yeah.
I back off. And so this is where it's basically the reality, because I think when you learn in the first place to be a physician, a doctor, you want to heal. Yes, you get money and you want your house and your car and whatever. Yeah. But it's not the primary goal. It's a secondary goal
Yeah.
or third, whatever. We have to get back to that, you know. We have to get back to real, to where you say, okay, I do a job I love to do. I love it. I remember from the Como stuff, one of the doctors, he said, Andreas, I have nearly 40 years of as a doctor. I was fed up, you know. I couldn't see even the patients anymore. I said, oh. I was on pension and say, oh, finally, I don't have to listen 8 hours of misery every day. That's the truth. Sorry. And he said, hey, I'm now with your staff. And the first time in life, I love my job. I'm back. I'm doing now this and this and this and this. They can take my license off. Fuck off. I'm pensionist. So who cares? I have enough people. You know, this is what he does. And he's making amazing things in the brain stuff, neurologist and endocrinology. And I say, just do it. And they are going, understanding the substance, and they are starting to make the research. And on their own, they don't want to publish because there's another bunch of corrupt idiots, you know.
Sure.
If you have Nature and all these Elsevier, and it's so corrupt, you know. And Robert Kennedy is totally right on that, you know.
Yeah.
Why should I listen to somebody who's corrupt?
Right.
And I listen to my own words, or I believe more my neighbor than anyone in the mainstream world of
Yeah.
publicity or whatever. And so it's beautiful to see it, and how even very, very old ones are putting now emphasis on this. Oh, I could look, I have this lady here. She's 92 years with a nose cancer. It worked. Can you imagine the metabolism of these? It's slower
Yes.
than a snail, you
Yeah.
know, and it worked, you know. And when we speak from colleague to colleague, and sometimes you have very, very smart, extremely smart ones that come with questions, and I sit down and, what? No, it can't be this, it can't be that. And it makes me think about it, makes me happy too, you know. So I have to say thanks to every critics, every one of them. Okay, let's forget the ad hominem people, they're stupid anyway. You know, because who you are is not the question here. It's about what you do and what you say. And all the colleagues that make sound, yeah, but this is so and so. So we had to go around because let's say it's you are crossing a jungle with your machete, and you don't know what will be over there. Maybe you find the Orinoco or your gold or whatever, the sunken city, or you don't. You don't know it before, and so you have to go your way. And well, I'm thankful for everything that happened to me the last 20 years.
Oh, man. This is
You're in your element, and
yes.
yeah, you're doing what you're here to do, and that's the currency of choice for Janelle and I as well, is to really come here and do good God's work, and God will take care of the rest. I really believe that our motivation is definitely on par with yours.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful because what has been done to the ancient people, to our ancient people, to
Yes.
our senior people in the COVID time is awful.
Absolutely.
What has been done to our children, or is still going on,
Yeah.
vaccine, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
It's
we're
there's another
poisoning our kids. Yeah,
yeah.
okay.
Well, there's another way, and this
So
is this part
it's a
of
slow wake up.
yeah.
It's happening though.
Yeah.
It's happening, you
It's
know. So be
happening.
part of it, or go forever.
Yeah. We have to have you back. We're going to do a round two of this because we just like hanging out with you. Good people.
Yeah.
You're good people. You're a good man. You're a good soul. Thank you.
So appreciate your time. Thank you so much
thank
for
much.
Hanging out with us today. And we want to just sign off with that. Like, big thanks and, you know, bless your work.
Big virtual hug.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be with you. And the more people we can, let's say, show the truth, the more difficult it will be, and yes. The system will crumble by itself.
Yes, well, truth will rise.
We hope this conversation has empowered you. Remember, you are unique and you are a miracle. Your body doesn't make mistakes. It responds perfectly to an imperfect environment. Until next time, go get that life.